I want to encourage you to remember that in the book of Jude it says, build yourself up in the Most Holy Spirit by praying in the Spirit. I can tell you that if you want to be seeing the hand of the Lord coordinate people under his anointing, just recall the vision that you just heard, that the tree of life was coming alive, and then the fire came but did not consume it. So this also to me confirms the burning bush. God is always re-advertising himself. And a lot of times we try to rationalize God, make him fit our mentality. And I find that that's getting easier now than it was before for me to keep on walking and not get stifled by the soul, the mind, will, and emotions. I don't bow to it as much as I used to. So I'm getting better at sustaining the spirit life rather than the natural. And I'm not saying that it's going to be the same with each and every one of you. I think, however, some of the prayers we said today will bring forth some breakthroughs in your hearts. And you'll be able to see that Papa had a plan all along. And try not to criticize or compare yourself to someone else. Because every single individual has a timeline from God. And I can remember having several people in my life getting very discouraged by a birthday. No pun intended. Looking at a number as a disability. And I had to adjust someone's comment to me because they just went and made a comment about birthdays. And of course, the comment was very carnal. You know, well, you got another birthday, so you're going to be falling apart a little more. You know? And to be expected. And not only expecting it, but also wanting to have me agree. And I said, no. Not going there. I'm not agreeing with that. Because I am actually declaring that I'm welcoming the spirit of death to continue its process of destroying me. And I'm not going to go there. It's just not going to happen. Because I am not the old creation. I'm the new creation. And that new creation will transform me as I go forward and as I allow him to infiltrate more and more of my soul, mind, will, and emotions, and my body. Because my body's a temple. Now, I've got news for you. I asked the Holy Spirit to use his whip and get rid of the garbage. You know, because let's face it, he used the whip to get rid of what?
Money changers.
Yeah, the money changers. So, again, there's a reason for all these things. And, you know, we sometimes tease, but God knows the enemy doesn't care if you're teasing or not. He's serious. He wants you and me dead. And he's working on the case. So I want to take you to Romans chapter 5. This is what I heard this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
Romans chapter 5. Wonderful. That's a good word, you know.
It is.
There was one particular verse that he made it very clear. That's the word I heard, Romans 5, 9. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved So the second part is what he wanted me to control, to promote today. How much more will we be saved from God's wrath through him? So Romans 5:9, I've known because of the blood. And that was, already I kind of knew what he wanted. But he said, no, I don't want you to focus on the beginning. Because I think he's trying to say, I've already understood the justification by his blood and by faith. Okay? But he says, you're not concentrating on how much more I shall save those from wrath. But it doesn't say by him, it says through him. What does that mean?
By his spirit.
Through him.
By his spirit.
By his spirit within. Okay? Now, you got the Amplified over there, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Would you give us the second part, please?
How much more certain is it that we shall be saved by him from the indignation and wrath of God?
By him or through him, which is the best?
This one says by.
Yeah.
What verse are we on?
Verse 9. Romans 5:9.
Okay.
And I said, the beginning of it, I've already understood because I've declared it many, many times. I'm justified by the blood. But then it says, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him?
If I might, in the Passion, the verse 9 says, and there is still much more to say of his unfailing love for us. For through the blood of Jesus, we have heard the powerful declaration, you are now righteous in my sight. And because of the sacrifice of Jesus, you will never experience the wrath of God.
Oh! That's the target. You will never experience the
wrath of God. Because of Jesus' sacrifice.
Ah! Sweet, isn't it? Why do we always look at God with a big stick? A corrective belt?
Religion.
Religion, yes, religion. You've got it.
Abuse of the past, I think, too.
Abused because, again, we're talking about God, let's say, allowing deception to come into the church and then to promote it with numbers. How would you all feel if we had a house full of people right now in this room?
How would we feel?
Yeah.
Well, I'd feel pretty good.
All right. Mm-hmm. But is it God's plan to fill the house right now?
Apparently not.
Apparently not.
Why?
I don't know.
I can tell you part of it. The pillars are shaky. And when the pillars are shaky, the building will
fall.
Why?
No foundation.
No support.
From the time that we have begun, children are allowed to stay childish. Mm-hmm. It's time to what?
Grow up.
And mature. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to hold up the next level until every single pillar is doing its work. And the ones that are coming in, they're going to depend on you. And if you're still a baby, how are you going to teach them to grow up?
You're not.
Why? So the difficulties and trials are allowed for a reason and for a season and for you and I to get serious with him. And say, okay, I'm going to be the best that I know how to the best of my ability and I will do my homework. My granddaughter, great-granddaughter, yesterday got frustrated because she, for 2 years in a row, has received 2 awards at the banquet for the cheerleaders. Okay? And yesterday, she only got 1 award. So she's depressed. And her friend, who just started for the first year, She got two awards. And Madam only got one. And her father said, get over it.
Absolutely.
And I got, you know, I said, you're right. You're right. And she needs to wake up. Okay? So that's a wake-up call. It's coming out of childhood. Oh, I should get every gift right now. I should get them today. Yesterday would have been fine. But a grown-up says, hey, there's work to be done. And I'm willing to do the work so that I can be a pillar that can be depended upon and leaned on. Yep, I can hear it.
Yeah, me too. What am I going to say?
It's not for me to say.
Go ahead.
She's so sneaky. You know, it just blows my mind. I guess I can't get my mind around why this has been going on for 2,000 years.
Yeah.
And
nobody's ever done it.
And let's think about this a minute. How far along are we? In a two thousand years.
Let me just comfort you with this comment.
Okay.
Okay? You had a piece of Christianity that was formed for the first 1,500 years. And it was relating to Passover. Then we had one man who rebelled against the established church of that day, and he said, no more. You're going to receive salvation by
faith.
His name is Martin Luther. Amen? 1559, I think it's when he was, you know, bringing the new truth, taking the church out of darkness and pulling them a little bit out of the grave, if you wish. The next level came 1906 in the United States. Something happened in California. Anybody know what it was?
The Azusa Street.
Yeah, the Azusa Street came with a real impact about the Holy Spirit. So now the corporate church started to taste of Pentecost. And in case you forgot, we've been parked at Pentecost since 1906. Mm-hmm. Now, what's the next feast? It's Tabernacles, where he will fully be inside of us. 100%, seven spirits in full array without limit. That's around the corner. When you and I have the fullness of Christ involved in us, and we have all those seven forces and those seven lights on that candelabra fully alive in us, then what are you going to be? You're going to be able to walk down the street and somebody died and you're going to say, Kim, let's go. It's time to pray. We need to get that one out of the grave and restore that family. And I will hold your hand. Try it. Say, death will not be something we'll be afraid of.
Death will not be something we will be afraid of.
Because we will have the fullness of Christ.
Because we will have the fullness of Christ.
Because God's got a plan.
Because God.
And it's better than mine.
It's sure better than mine.
And we've got a lot of kids on the block.
And we get a lot of kids on the block.
Very few want to be maturing.
Very few want to mature.
That's why there's only a few today.
That's why there's only a few today.
These pillars are coming to life.
These pillars are coming to life.
And into strength.
And into strength.
And they will hold up that canopy.
And they will hold up that canopy.
Over us.
Over us.
Getting ready.
Getting ready.
For the marriage supper of the Lamb.
For the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Notice I'm not hitting you.
Correct.
Amen?
Amen.
Does that help?
Well, it does, except I still go back to what we're reading right now.
Mm-hmm.
Was back then, correct?
Oh, yes. It's written. But did he have a problem? They got rid of him. Paul was, what? Beheaded because of this message. Are you ready to lose your head over this? Yes. That was the message that Doug brought. Headless statues in the church. Wow. It awakened him. Is it awakening us? Do we want his headship on us? I heard life coming through each one of you today. I saw the spark of life bring fire into you today, bringing that man of God, the Christ, in you, alive, greater than you did yesterday. Are you fully aware of what's happening? I pray you are. And if you're not aware, get hungry. Okay? Get hungry for more. And, you know, I'm proud of the fact that you're not giving up. Yeah. You say, well, I'm not quite there yet. Well, tough cookies. You're not there yet, but you're on your way. Get rid of the problem. Okay? And we don't need the sippy cup or the bottle. We can grow up now. Amen?
Amen.
And we can do this. Because Christ enables us. But the promise was, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? I know you want it. I figured you were going to go higher. Go ahead, girl.
So if, well, that was verse 10, correct?
Yeah, but I want you to start it with verse 9 again.
Okay. And there is still much more to say of his unfailing love for us. For through the blood of Jesus, we have heard the powerful declaration, you are now righteous in my sight. And because of the sacrifice of Jesus, you will never experience the wrath of God. So if while we were still enemies, God fully reconciled us to himself through the death of his son, then something greater than friendship is ours. Now that we are at peace with God, and because we share in his resurrection life, how much more we will be rescued from sin's dominion.
Rescued from sin's dominion. Mm. Power. Mm-hmm. In him.
Amen.
To take us to the finish line. And, you know, how much tradition of men is still alive in us? I tell the Lord sometimes, this is scary. I don't want to even see it because it gets me irritated. Okay? It really does. Because it holds me back from going to that next level. And, you know, it's not because I want to criticize my background or what God chose for me. But, you know, I know that becoming an overcomer, you have to have something to overcome. Mm-hmm. Okay? And we have plenty to overcome. Amen?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I pondered about the vision that came several weeks ago about the crown. And then, of course, last week, where we were all given a crown. Okay? What's it for? To tilt your head? What's it for?
For his glory.
I think it's for his glory, but to also show you that you are coming into the kingdom. You can act like kings if you have a crown. They're going to respect you.
There.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you're going to be comforted by the fact that people will also want to take that crown away.
Amen.
Jealousy.
Because they're jealous. Exactly. All of darkness is after that crown.
Well, you're shaking their comfort zone.
So as soon as kings come under instructions to act and react as adults, whoa, that's a whole new ball game. Mm. Amen?
When you said that, I was getting James 1, and I wasn't sure which verse, but it's 12. Blessed is the man who is patient under trial and stands up under temptation. For when he has stood the test and been approved, he will receive the victor's crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him.
What verse is that,
James? Yeah.
It's 12 in James 1.
James 1:12.
Yeah, but I immediately heard that.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing.
But it's interesting when on stands up under temptation. When I was with my son yesterday, this is my middle one, we're just carrying on a normal conversation about the family, and all the while I'm going, God, what are we supposed to be talking about? You know, it was really bugging me because I knew there was a disability to carry it on. I don't know, probably if I'd brought things up, it might have been way too much for him.
Yeah. Or out of timing.
Could be. I don't know.
When he brings it up, you'll be ready.
Well, he listens to my remarks. He was flowing much better with John yesterday than he has in the past. Normally, he just backs off.
Yeah.
But yesterday, he started to
go in a little
flow.
Good.
And just encourage.
Good.
Yeah. You know, which was new, but I was more like, what am I supposed to be talking about? This doesn't sound right. And I'll go through the same thing today with the rest of the family.
Too. Sure.
Yeah.
We'll agree that it'll be much easier today.
Hmm.
Go ahead, darling.
Hey, Gail, in the Passion Translation, that same one, James 1:12, if your faith remains strong, even while surrounded by life's difficulties, you will continue to experience the untold blessings of God. True happiness comes as you pass the tests with faith and receive the victorious crown of life promised to every lover of God.
Mm. To every?
Every.
Lover.
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 Every
lover.
Every lover.
Every lover of God. You know, you couldn't be in this room if you didn't love God.
Yeah.
I hear the heat going on.
Well, it could start blowing right here.
Me too. I agree. My hands are frozen.
Yeah.
I'll warm up.
Yeah.
Mine are still warm.
But you understand what God is saying right now with one verse. Because I asked him, I said, Lord, where are we going to go with this? He says, you open your mouth and I'll fill it. Take a deep breath now. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Every question.
Every question.
That I have in my heart.
That I have in my heart.
Will be answered.
Will be answered.
With the Counselor.
With the Counselor.
His name.
His name.
Is the Holy Ghost.
Is the Holy Ghost.
He's got the answers.
He's got the answers.
And they're sealed in His Word.
And they're sealed in His Word.
But they'll come to life.
But they'll come, but they'll to, come life. To life.
Today they're starting to blossom.
Today they're starting to blossom.
And I'm not giving in.
And I'm not giving in.
To the fear tactics.
To the fear tactics.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know that you were questioning the Lord about why the crown was taken off your head.
Kept.
And kept. Did he ever reveal anything to you?
I have a sense we declared it today.
Well, my belief, it wasn't anything negative.
No, I think it's protection.
Well, this is what I was hearing. He's holding your position in heaven.
Okay, perfect.
Can't wait.
Do you know that I one time would have had that comment? I don't have it anymore.
I don't get it.
Because you have to go through some testing before you can do
Gail,
that.
Gail, I am so tired.
Yeah, but it's true.
Testing.
It's true.
But the maturing process, okay, how long did it take for you to invest enough confidence in your children that you could let them out the door without worrying?
Oh, I don't know that I ever... I don't know that I ever got to the point where my kids could go and I wouldn't. I still.
You still have that problem, right?
Not worry, but concern that, yeah, I don't know that I.
Do you think your Heavenly Father's trying to send you and me a message? Mm. Why worry? Worry is part of the seeds of fear that the enemy throws at us. Mm-hmm. And when we have full confidence, because I brought one of my loved ones before the Lord this morning, by name.
No.
In my notes.
I've done, yeah.
Okay? And the Lord impressed me of a testimony that I heard many years ago. And it's the famous writer of, I can't even think of his name right now, that wrote several books, and he was an unbeliever at the time, and they've become classics in England. And he became a believer very close to the end of his life. He was probably in his 60s, and he died when he was in his 80s. And he prayed constantly for his one nephew, who was the only heir that he had. Mm-hmm. Okay? No children. I don't think there was ever a marriage, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm trying to think of the name, but it's not coming. And I don't think the name is important. What happened is this. There was one particular person who was extremely close to this very famous person. Very wealthy. Very adulated by the world because of the talents that he had. And so he was crying out to God consistently for this one boy, man. Mm-hmm. And nothing happened. Mm-hmm. Even on his deathbed, he wanted to have something to say to him, Jesus is the answer. Mm-hmm. You know, why stay in unbelief when you could wake mm-hmm. up now? Okay? Well, the writer of the testimony was that at the funeral of this very famous man, the preacher had a altar call, which is totally unheard of. And who do you think walked down the aisle at his funeral? The one individual walked down the aisle and gave his life to Christ. And the person who knew about the desire of this man, saying, oh God, why couldn't you have done it a couple weeks ago? You know, you would have seen everything. And the Lord says, you're so blind to my knowledge. That cloud of witnesses includes the one who you think is in the grave. He's not in the grave. He watched. He got his answer to prayer. He got his satisfaction. I answered it on time. What are you so bent out of shape about? Is he the God of the living or the God of the dead?
Both.
Thank you. He glorified the grave when he rose out of it. Lift your hands to him. Say, all done worrying.
All done worrying.
It doesn't pay in dividends.
It doesn't pay in dividends for heaven.
It pays in dividends for hell.
It pays in dividends for hell.
I resign from that job of worrying.
I resign from that job.
Totally retired today.
Totally retired today.
I'm going to give thanks. For the salvation of those. That are in my heart. And I will rejoice. It's not too late.
You'll do it.
On time. For your glory.
Not my satisfaction.
It's not about me, myself, and I. It's about your plan. And I am doing my work.
As I rejoice and give you praise.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. And amen.